Dr. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, the WASDE was released this week. We quickly saw wheat prices drop 45 cents. My question, is the report really that bearish?
I don't think so. You look at prices over the last month and a half or so. Go back to mid-May, we were $3.13, went down to $8.13, came back 60 or 70 cents. We'd dropped off. We just took a little bit off. But if you look at those WASDE numbers, I do not think they support that lower price. World production, 28.4 billion bushels, up from 28.3, nothing. Ending stocks, 9.83 billion bushels, up from 9.81, insignificant. U.S. Production at 1.78 billion bushels, up slightly from 1.74, insignificant. U.S. ending stocks, they raised them to 660 million bushels, up from 639. That may have a little impact, but I think it's overridden by hard red winter wheat, 265 million bushels versus 353 last year. I think all these numbers are basically a little bit bearish, but over the long run, I think they could be bullish.
So what do you think is behind this 45 cent drop?
Well, I think it's the Russian-Ukraine situation. You look at Russian production, it was at 3 billion bushels. Some analysts have it at 3.1, a near record. Their exports at 1.5 billion bushels for this next year, 1.2 last year. Ukraine, 716 million bushels versus an average of 1 billion. That was their production. You look at their exports, 367 million bushels versus 691. Russian export increase offsets that Ukraine. And eight ships moved into Ukrainian ports this week to load agriculture commodities. And I think that scared the market a little bit, and that drove prices down momentarily.
Well, how high do you think the market can support wheat prices?
I think the market, the USDA was predicting $10.50 for the next marketing year. I think that's a little high. I think the market can support $9 to $10 wheat prices.
And what is your reasoning behind that $9 to $10 price?
Look at the stocks to use. That's the how much is used during the year divided by the ending stocks divided by the use. You go back to 2012 and 13. The world ending stocks were 6% below normal, and the U.S. was 7% below normal, and prices averaged $7.77. Well, this year, world ending stocks are projected to be 10% below normal compared to 7%, and U.S. ending stocks to use at 28% below normal compared to 7%. I think 10% and 28% is going to support a higher price than $7.77, and I think it could be as high as 9 and maybe up to 10.
Okay, well, we know you'll keep track of it. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.